Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Leader. As we get ever closer to Christmas, millions of families across the UK are being warned of a painful cost of living squeeze this winter. The ONS says the Consumer Price Index, the key measure of inflation, jumps to 4.2% in October. Experts say it's down to a series of price rises, including soaring energy bills, a price hike in petrol, and an increase in the cost of eating out. And to top it off, experts predict a rise in the interest rate next month, just ahead of the festive season. So what does this mean for families in the UK, and is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Jonathan Prynne is Consumer Business Editor at The Evening Standard. First of all, Jonathan, what exactly does this inflation rise mean?
This month, the figure is 4.2%. So in other words, in general, the cost of living is 4.2% higher than it was a year ago. This is an October figure, so we're looking at October 21 against October 2020. Now, that is the fastest rise in prices that we've seen for a decade. Not since November 2011 have prices been rising more quickly than that. So, and it was higher than the most analysts had forecast. I think most of the forecasts had been around 3.9%. And crucially, the rate that prices are going up is higher than the rate that wages is going up. So people, in real terms, are getting worse off.
Obviously, it's a bit tricky to quantify, but can you give us an idea of how this is going to impact families?
According to one forecast I saw today, this situation of prices outstripping wages, I mean, could go on all winter. Prices are probably going to stay high through to the spring. And by high, I mean inflation at 5 or 6%, wages probably at sort of 2 or 3%. So that's quite a substantial hit to people's living standards, and they don't like it. And it's not the first time this has happened since the financial crisis in 2008-2009. This is probably going to be the third period of sustained squeeze on living standards. And I think that's one of the reasons people just don't feel very well off at the moment. They feel worse off than they have done.
So what might this mean for the economy?
I think that's the big fear, that if there's a squeeze on consumer spending power and consumer confidence, that could feed through to the broader economy. I think at the moment, people feel quite safe in their jobs because, you know, we've got very low unemployment at the moment. The economy has recovered quite strongly from the COVID recession. And vacancies are at record levels. We've got staff shortages in a number of sectors, notably hospitality and care homes and so on. So people feel, I don't think they fear they're going to lose their jobs. So that should keep consumer confidence quite high. People should still carry on spending despite this squeeze on their spending power. So I don't think that there's an immediate sort of threat to the economy there.
Now, one positive for people at the moment is the fact that Bank of England borrowing rates are so low. Do you think there's potential for them to go up in the near future?
It seems very, very likely that the Bank of England's interest rate will go up next month, just before Christmas, from it's currently 0.1%, where it's been for a long, long time, ever since the start of the pandemic, to try and boost the economy. The bank slightly surprised the markets, the financial markets, earlier this month when it didn't increase the cost of borrowing. So it seems, in the light of today's inflation figures, I think it's almost certain that they will go up next month. But it will be a shock to people, and it will be just one more thing that is going up in price, you know, mortgages on top of everything else. So none of it is good news. But as I say, most people are protected in the short term because I think it's about 80 or 90% of people are on fixed rate mortgages at the moment.
The Chancellor Rishi Sunak did announce a few measures in his budget to try to help the poorer families in the country. As far as you can tell, are those measures going to be enough to help them through the winter?
Well, it all helps. Yes, freezes on duties and the tapering of the universal credit withdrawal and the cap on energy prices. I mean, they're all helpful measures. But, you know, you can only kind of hold back the tide for so long, and no government can protect every voter from the rising cost of living forever. For example, we know in April, or it seems very certain in April, that we're going to get another big rise in the cap on energy bills. Now, obviously, the cap protects people from the absolutely outrageous increases in energy bills, but it can't protect them from global markets and global trends where the wholesale price of energy is shooting up for all sorts of reasons. It doesn't matter what the Chancellor does, sooner or later, that will feed through into higher bills coming through the letterbox.
It's looking like price rises will continue or at least stay high until spring next year. Are there any signs we could see a price drop in things like gas and electricity or petrol?
I don't think there's anything on the near-scale horizon. Apart from those specific factors, what's driving price rises globally is this kind of sudden re-emergence from the Great Recession that accompanied the start of the pandemic and the lockdowns. Combined with that, we've got supply problems or supply chain problems all over the world. We know about these shortages of container ship capacity and problems at ports and all these issues that are just generally driving prices up in all sorts of categories of goods and services all over the world. So I don't think there's any immediate sign of that process ending. It will come to an end, and this acceleration in prices will work its way through in due course. But, you know, it could be spring, summer next year before we see inflation really starting to come off these highs again.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back on Thursday at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.